Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, November 6th, 2025, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Novum Group S.A. Invitation to the HY 2025-26 results presentation on the 13th of November 2025. Novum Group SA is inviting investors and analysts to a conference call on November 13th, 2025 from 2 to 3 p.m. CET. CEO Marcus Whitman and CFO Benjamin Retzer will present the half-year results for 2025-26, followed by a Q&A session. The event can be followed via webcast or conference call, with questions only accepted via the call. The interim report and presentation will be available on the Investor Relations website on the same day at 9 a.m. CET. Novem, a leading supplier of decorative interior trim parts for the premium automotive industry, employs about 4,500 people across 12 locations and achieved revenue of more than €541 million in FY 2024-25. Lion E-Mobility partners with Castrol to pioneer direct battery cooling for next-generation PHEV and EV battery systems. Lion E-Mobility AG has partnered with Castrol to develop a cutting-edge battery module for high-performance EV applications. This new module combines Lion Smart's direct battery cooling innovation with Castrol's advanced thermal fluids expertise. The goal is to enhance battery thermal management for passenger cars, trucks, and battery energy storage systems worldwide. The innovative design features a modular structure for improved temperature distribution and a single-cell fuse for enhanced safety. This collaboration highlights Castrol's focus on direct battery cooling technologies and battery fluid innovation. The partnership was showcased at the recent Battery Show Europe, demonstrating the potential to enhance PHEV performance through more efficient cooling and thermal balance.
Stabilis SE. The supervisory board proposed the election of Dr. Frank Heinricht at the 2026 annual general meeting. Stabilis SE's supervisory board plans to propose Dr. Frank Heinricht for election at the 2026 annual general meeting, succeeding Dr. Stefan Kessel. Dr. Heinricht brings over 30 years of experience in metal, specialty glass, and electrical industries. He has held leadership roles at Schott AG and Heraeus Holding GmbH. Dr. Heinricht's nomination aims to bring valuable expertise to Stabilis SE. The invitation to the annual general meeting will be published in mid-December 2025. Stabilis SE is a global leader in motion control solutions for various industries, with revenues of €1.3 billion in 2024. For more information, visit group.stabilis.com and ir.stabilis.com.
Investor news breaks. Solugenics Inc., NASDAQ, eyes dermatology market with SGX-302's encouraging early results. Solugenics Inc., listed on NASDAQ as SNGX, is making strides in the dermatology market with SGX-302, a synthetic hyperosin therapy for mild to moderate psoriasis. Early results from the Phase 2A clinical trial are showing promising signs of safety and biological activity, positioning SGX-302 as a potential well-tolerated treatment for this chronic autoimmune skin condition. With a market opportunity projected to reach $67 billion by 2030, Solugenics aims to expand its presence in dermatology. Ongoing trial results could lead to larger studies, regulatory guidance, and commercialization, showcasing the company's commitment to addressing unmet medical needs in rare diseases. The Hong Kong International Optical Fair opens today. The 33rd Hong Kong International Optical Fair opened today, featuring three product labels: Smart Aging Products, Green Solutions Suppliers, and Smart Eyewear. The fair showcases innovative products integrating scientific research, design excellence, and sustainability concepts. Diverse pavilions highlight global creativity and technology, with featured exhibitors like Sasaki Celluloid, Greatland Enterprise, and Blake Kuwahara. The fair also includes a curated selection of over 200 globally renowned brands. This year, the Green Booth Design Competition recognizes exhibitors for their eco-friendly booth concepts. Tomorrow, the 23rd Hong Kong International Optometric Symposium will take place, focusing on senior vision care. The fair will continue to adopt the Exhibition Plus hybrid model, integrating online and offline elements to extend business opportunities. Mission IR News breaks: Global Tech Corps, GLTK, AI and Big Data Co-E targets innovation, upskilling, collaboration across industries. Global Tech Corporation, traded under the symbol GLTK, recently launched its AI and Big Data Center of Excellence, aimed at driving enterprise innovation and digital transformation. The COE offers services such as strategic consulting, enterprise solutions, and applied research to streamline workflows, enhance productivity, and build future-ready capabilities. Additionally, it provides upskilling and reskilling initiatives through Global Tech's learning platform, ProtoEd. The COE also fosters collaboration between experts, enterprise leaders, and partner organizations, as demonstrated by a recent co-creation workshop with Omantel in Muscat. For more information on Global Tech Corporation, visit their newsroom at the provided link. Rock breaks: Nicola Mining Inc., OTQB, OTQB, gains visibility while carving unique niche. Nicola Mining Inc. gained exposure among global investors at the 2025 Precious Metals Summit in Beaver Creek, Colorado. Positioned as a diversified junior with projects in gold, silver, and industrial minerals, Nicola stands out with its Treasure Mountain Silver Project and Merritt Mill. The permitted mill provides processing capabilities that most junior miners lack, positioning Nicola as a potential hub for third-party ore processing. With a fully permitted mill in British Columbia, Nicola Mining is set apart in the industry, offering unique revenue opportunities beyond exploration success. Beeline Holdings BLN reports 35% sequential growth in Q3 originations and 37% revenue increase. Beeline Holdings reported a 35% sequential growth in Q3 originations, reaching $69.8 million, with a 37% increase in net revenue to $2.3 million. Operating expenses decreased by 8% to $5.2 million, while adjusted EBITDA improved $2 million. The company posted a Q3 net loss of $4.0 million, including a one-time expense related to its spirits business. October originations hit $35.3 million, the strongest month since the mortgage downturn. Q4 originations are expected to rise approximately 65% from Q3, with operating profitability projected for Beeline Loans in November 2025 and for Beeline Holdings in early Q1 2026. Mining news breaks: Ovintiv NV, OVV, to acquire New Vista Energy, NVA, in $3.8 billion transaction, expanding core Alberta Montney footprint. Ovintiv Inc. has announced its acquisition of New Vista Energy Ltd. in a $3.8 billion transaction, expanding its core Alberta Montney footprint. The deal, valued at approximately $2.7 billion, will bring in 140,000 net acres and 100,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day in Alberta's Montney formation. Ovintiv expects the acquisition to contribute 930 total net well locations, $100 million in annual synergies, and immediate non-GAAP free cash flow accretion of about 10%. President and CEO Brendan McCracken highlighted New Vista's strong well performance, strategic infrastructure, and gas diversification as key benefits. Ovintiv plans to fund the cash portion through existing liquidity and a term loan, temporarily pausing share buybacks for 2 quarters while maintaining its base dividend. DataVault AI, DVLT, grants exclusive worldwide license to Silex for AI-driven biotech exchange platform. DataVault AI, a leader in AI-driven blockchain solutions, has granted Silex Holding Company an exclusive worldwide license to deploy its AI-driven technology in the biotech and biopharma sectors. This agreement allows Silex to create a biotech exchange platform for tokenizing and trading biotech assets. DataVault AI anticipates the platform expanding into a pharmaceutical exchange, tapping into a $2 trillion market opportunity. The deal includes a $10 million upfront payment and up to $2.55 billion in potential milestone payments. DataVault AI's technology is supported by a broad patent portfolio and high-performance computing expertise. Tech media breaks. Parler Technologies, Inc. launches $50 million private placement ahead of planned public listing. Parler Technologies has launched a Regulation D, Rule 506C, private placement to raise up to $50 million, with the option to expand to $100 million, ahead of a planned NASDAQ or NYSE listing in late 2026 or early 2027. The raise, managed by Digital Offering LLC, will support Parler's fully rebuilt technology ecosystem, including Triton Cloud, Edgecast CDN, Kivo, Play TV, Cardix, Parler News, and the Opshow blockchain. Chairman and CEO Yasser El-Gebeli stated that the offering will accelerate Parler's mission to build a self-sustaining, creator-driven economy. For more information about Parler Technologies, visit invest.parler.com. We got you. Everyone gets the best deals with the most value at Verizon. Verizon is offering incredible holiday deals for new and existing customers, including free giveaways and exclusive experiences. Customers can get the latest tech like the iPhone 17, Samsung Galaxy S25, Google Pixel 10, and more, all on us with select plans. Save on audio accessories, home internet, and Fios TV plans. Plus, only Verizon customers have a chance to win once-in-a-lifetime experiences like a trip to the Super Bowl or a Caribbean vacation. Visit the Holiday Hub for deals and enter the sweepstakes in the My Verizon app for a chance to win rewards. Learn more at Verizon.com. Jupiter Neurosciences brings its brain health expertise to the masses with Nugivia, and a range of celebs from athletes to scientists are customers. Jupiter Neurosciences, known for its clinical stage pharmaceutical work, has launched Nugivia, a direct-to-consumer product line aimed at improving brain health. The Nugivia MND supplement is designed to enhance cognitive function and support overall brain health, reflecting a growing demand for cognitive support among aging populations globally. Derived from Jotrol, Nugivia features precision-engineered compounds to enhance cellular resilience and has the support of well-known figures like Annika Sörenstam and Chris Weber. Jupiter Neurosciences' expertise in CNS disorders sets it apart in the supplement space, offering evidence-based solutions for healthy aging.
Isiah Thomas marks historic milestone, first NBA player with majority control of a public company. Isiah Thomas has made history by becoming the first NBA player to acquire majority control of a publicly traded company. Leading the industrial turnaround of One World Products, now Isiah Enterprises, Thomas aims to achieve break-even profitability by December 2025. Through the acquisition of EcoBioplastics Midland, Isiah Enterprises focuses on renewable feedstocks like industrial hemp, soy, and paper cellulose for automotive and food service packaging. With a patented process for hemp fibers, the company is poised to revolutionize automotive components and packaging materials. Isiah Enterprises has expanded through partnerships with industry leaders like FlexNGate and Orbis Corporation, tapping into the growing market for biocomposites and sustainable packaging solutions. Isiah's vision of ownership and sustainability is driving the company towards a future national exchange listing, with plans to optimize production through AI-driven analytics and expand manufacturing in Michigan. Isiah Enterprises is on track to achieve break-even by December 2025, setting a new standard for sustainable profitability in U.S. manufacturing.
AI news breaks. Gaxos.ai Inc. AI launches Photoshoots feature for ArtGen platform, expanding AI visual creation capabilities. Gaxos.ai Inc. has introduced Photoshoots, a new feature for its ArtGen AI platform, allowing users to create high-quality visuals from any photo or concept instantly. CEO Vadim Matz stated that this enhancement turns ArtGen into a full visual studio, positioning Gaxos to lead in the AI-driven creator economy, projected to surpass $480 billion by 2027. Gaxos.ai is focused on revolutionizing the human-AI relationship with applications in health, wellness, and gaming. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Media alert: Verizon and David Beckham launch first-ever golden ticket sweepstakes for FIFA World Cup 26. Verizon and David Beckham have teamed up to launch the first-ever golden ticket sweepstakes for FIFA World Cup 26, giving customers a chance to win exclusive access to matches. Customers can enter to win golden tickets for on-field viewing experiences, getting closer to the action than ever before. This sweepstakes is part of Verizon's Ultimate Access campaign, which includes giving away thousands of free tickets to the games and hosting special events and collaborations. As the official telecommunications services sponsor for FIFA World Cup 26, Verizon is dedicated to providing customers with unparalleled access to the tournament. The sweepstakes entry period is from November 6 to November 20th, and customers can enter exclusively through the My Verizon app via Verizon Access. For more information, visit verizon.com/FIFA. Sigyn Therapeutics releases shareholder letter to introduce cardiodialysis. Sigyn Therapeutics has released a shareholder letter introducing cardiodialysis TM, a medical device aimed at treating cardiovascular disease, the leading global cause of death. Cardiodialysis TM offers a broad-spectrum mechanism to overcome limitations of single-target pharmaceutical drugs. FDA human studies will initially enroll kidney dialysis patients with a cardiovascular disease mortality rate of 67%. If successful, cardiodialysis TM could transform dialysis clinics into renal and cardiodialysis TM treatment centers, offering a potential value to the dialysis industry. The device targets key therapeutic pathways to reduce major adverse cardiovascular events. Leveraging the infrastructure of dialysis machines, cardiodialysis TM aims to improve and extend the quality of life for ESRD patients, offering a pathway to treat cardiovascular disease in the general population.
Tech Media Breaks: Supercom Lilid SPCB expands Alabama footprint with two new electronic monitoring contracts. Supercom Lilted, a global provider of secure solutions for e-government, IoT, and cybersecurity, has secured two new electronic monitoring service provider contracts in Alabama. These contracts mark the third and fourth deployments in the state within the past year. One contract involves transitioning an incumbent provider to Supercom's Pure Security platform, while the other supports a new provider launching EM operations with Supercom as its technology partner. President and CEO Ordan Trabelsi stated that these new partnerships reflect the strong momentum and growing adoption of Supercom's next-generation monitoring technology across Alabama and nationwide. Supercom, established in 1988, offers advanced safety, identification, and security solutions to governments and organizations globally, with a focus on traditional and digital identity solutions.
Investor news breaks: Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYSE American OPHC, to report Q3 2025 results on November 13. And host conference call: Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., OPHC, is set to report its financial results for the third quarter ended September 30, 2025, on Thursday, November 13, 2025. The company will host a conference call and live webcast at 10 a.m. ET to discuss the results and provide a business update. Optimum Bank, founded in 2000 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, is known for its strong service orientation and reasonable fees. The bank is committed to supporting economic development through responsible banking and community partnerships, offering a range of business and financial solutions. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at IBN's website.
PPAC Private Investment Banking advises ACA Computers on strategic sale to network coverage. PPAC Private Investment Banking, a subsidiary of PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation, has advised ACA Computers on its strategic sale to network coverage. ACA Computers, a trusted provider of managed IT services for mid-sized businesses, has been acquired by Network Coverage, a full-service managed service provider. This acquisition marks a new chapter for ACA, expanding its capabilities and strengthening its ability to deliver exceptional IT support. JP Playdeck, ACA's founder and president, expressed excitement about the partnership with Network Coverage. PPAC Private's industry insight and guidance were instrumental in achieving a successful transaction. The team at PPAC Private Investment Banking provides strategic advisory and direct lending solutions to middle market companies across all industries, with a focus on navigating complex financial transactions.
Investor news breaks. Enovis Bio Inc., NVS, completes site activation and marks first patient completions in pivotal Phase 3 Alzheimer's trial. Enovis Bio Inc., a late-stage clinical drug platform company developing therapies for neurodegenerative diseases, has completed site activation and marked the first patient completions in its pivotal Phase 3 Alzheimer's trial. All 84 U.S. sites are now fully activated and enrolling, with most already treating patients. The first group of participants has completed the six-month treatment phase, keeping the company on schedule to deliver symptomatic data in the second half of 2026. CEO Maria Maccecchini stated that the study, now 25% complete, reflects strong execution and momentum toward bringing buntanetap to patients in need of effective therapies. Mining news breaks. Lafleur Minerals Inc., LFLR, LFLRF, FSE 3WK0 launches confirmation drilling at Swanson Gold Deposit to support Beacon Mill restart. Lafleur Minerals Inc. has launched a confirmation drilling program at its Swanson Gold Deposit in Val-d'Or, Quebec, to support the restart of operations at the Beacon Gold Mill. The 10-hole program aims to validate historical drill results and provide new core for metallurgical testing. CEO Paul Tenier highlighted this as a key step toward restarting gold production at record market prices, with assay results expected in the coming weeks. Lafleur Minerals is focused on developing district-scale gold projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt, with significant potential at the Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill. The Swanson Gold Project covers multiple prospects rich in gold and critical metals, easily accessible by road for potential development.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.